I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With the onset of spring in West Virginia, the birds are returning. And coming up, we'll talk about those spring migrants and their trip back to the Mountain States. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. In our fast-paced world today, we probably don't stop to consider enough the wonderment of birds. Imagine a bird so tiny it fits in the palm of your hand. Yet that creature is able to fly back and forth from South America to West Virginia several times in its life.
It is incredible. It's one of the amazing things about our local fauna. I think a lot of people nowadays, they watch a lot of TV and they watch all those really cool shows about animals in far-flung places, but there's miracles happening right outside our back door.
That's Karen McClure, education specialist at DNR. We're seeing the return of our spring migrants, and for some, it's been a short trip and they're already back.
The first arrivals are actually already here. A lot of the migrants come from very nearby, in other words, the surrounding states and lower altitudes in West Virginia to higher altitudes in West Virginia. So the last arrivals are going to be the long-distance flyers from South America.
And those are the ones that draw the attention, the ones that make that long trip.
Some of the most important migrants from Central and South America are the Acadian flycatcher, the blue-winged warbler, the cerulean warbler, yellow-throated warbler, Louisiana water thrush, and the scarlet tanager. I should also mention that the gold-winged warbler is an interest of concern to us here locally because we aren't seeing as many of those as we used to.
Here's an even more amazing fact. Those birds will often return to the very same tree where they nested the year before.
Oftentimes that is the case, unless there has been a major change of habitat destruction in which they'll have to find the appropriate habitat.
The birds fly at night, eat in the morning, rest during the day, and make their stops along the way critical. They need a place offering some considerable nourishment. Soon after finishing their thousands of miles of flight, they get busy, build a nest, and brood over the eggs.
Some species of birds raise several clutches or nests full of eggs during the breeding season. Some just raise one. So it really depends on the species there. Then they start migrating back again, typically in August through October.
And as mentioned, they are already filtering back into West Virginia, but keep all that information in mind when you see those birds in the woods behind your house this spring and summer. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.